Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, August 26th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, LA County courts plan to resume jury trials, another fatal shooting at an LA party house, a fallout between Cal State Fullerton and a big money donor, and how LAUSD is looking into offering on-campus childcare. Wednesday was supposed to be a big day for LA County courts. Officials were scheduled to do a beta test of a jury trial, which has still yet to resume. With the latest, here's Emily Elena Dugdale.
So that trial did not go through because the defendant is in county jail and the dorm where he was in got quarantined because of COVID-19 exposure. So they couldn't transport him to the courtroom. This is something that court employees have worried about. And also the jurors are worried about their safety. So I talked to a woman who was on the jury, was supposed to be on the jury that day and was one of the prospective jurors. And she said that, you know, the judge, he asked people to raise their hand if they were scared of coming in that day, and only 3 out of 15 people raised their hands, which, you know, seems a little bit low considering the people that I've talked to who've been very afraid about going in and serving. The court says that they've increased social distancing, they've increased cleaning, and they're, you know, really ready to get people back into the courtroom.
There was another fatal shooting at a party house in LA. These crowded gatherings have become even more controversial during the pandemic, as they're primarily attended by young people who ignore social distancing restrictions. And as Robert Grova reports, it's a growing concern.
Yeah, it's at least the second time someone's been killed at a so-called party house this month, specifically in the Beverly Crest neighborhood. I talked with someone who's with the neighborhood council there, and she said two recent incidents, you know, these last two ones are the only time she's heard of a shooting at a house party in the 10 years she's lived in the neighborhood. She said people are afraid and they're annoyed that the parties haven't been stopped. An existing county order that prohibits gatherings during the pandemic hasn't deterred these big parties from proliferating in hillside neighborhoods. It's really not a new problem, though. Residents have bristled at these rental or Airbnb spots that have become makeshift nightclubs for years. The city attorney's office says it's reviewing several party house cases submitted by the LAPD. And earlier this month, we had Mayor Eric Garcetti order the utility shut off at one big party house several TikTok stars were calling home.
On Wednesday, Cal State Fullerton's president, Fram Vergy, took the unusual step of calling out a big money donor due to a fallout with the university over unethical stipulations in their agreement. With more, here's higher education reporter Adolfo Guzman Lopez.
The president announced that it's severing ties with Stephen Mihaylo, its biggest donor, over alleged unethical requests. Stephen Mihaylo graduated from Cal State Fullerton and runs a telecommunications company based in Tempe, Arizona. He's been very generous to his alma mater. He gave $4 million in 2004, and then several years later, $8 million out of a promised $30 million. The president of Cal State Fullerton says that Mihaylo would not give the rest of the money until the university promised to purchase equipment from his company and hired Republican professors. The president of the university told Mihaylo that that would be unethical and possibly illegal. The university said it's making the matter public after a couple of years of these negotiations because it wants to move on and it tried to work things out. Stephen Mihaylo could not be reached for comment about these allegations.
And finally, with childcare unavailable for many families during the pandemic, LAUSD is exploring what it can do to ease the burden that many caregivers shoulder while juggling their own jobs and students' distance learning. On Tuesday, the district's board voted unanimously to investigate what it would take to extend on-campus childcare to student families and staff. With more, here's early education reporter Mariana Dale.
The district's 7-member board voted on Tuesday to have the superintendent report back to them on what exactly it would take to expand child care for more families. Starting on Monday, the district is going to have some child care for about 3,000 kids of staff members at more than 200 school sites. Board member Nick Melvoin's resolution asked Superintendent Buettner to get more information on how to safely expand that program, which is already going to be, I think, the largest that we've seen since the start of the pandemic, and he'd also like to be able to offer extra academic support to those kids. The resolution also asks how the district could prioritize children of essential workers, foster and homeless youth, English language learners, and children with disabilities. Buettner cautioned that the public should not really expect a large-scale expansion anytime soon, though.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.